Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Recently, on a warm weekday evening in Berkeley, California, I joined a cooking class at this cool spot called Kitchen on Fire.
It's just you underestimate how much juice comes out of these limes.
I watched as cartoonist Tin Pham sneakily tossed extra fish sauce and lime into his version of the staple Vietnamese sweet spicy sauce Nok Chum.
I think the chef, if he saw me doing this, would be so mad.
But what would your mom say, Tin?
My mom would say, get out of the way. That's what she would say.
His mom plays a big part in his new graphic novel called Family Style, which uses humor and poignant artistry to tell his family's story of coming to America. It's a memoir told through food, and his mom was a big part of that.
Did you cook with her growing up?
You know, we did, but we never got to actually cook, you know. My mom was one of those chefs that are moms that like would cook, never really eat with us. You know, let us all eat, and then at the end, she would sit and eat. One of my most vivid memories is eating at the end with my mom, where we would just be, where the food is almost all gone, and we would just be eating soup bones. I still love soup bones to this day because of that. Just sitting at a table with my mom and just picking out the soup bones is, you know, one of my fondest memories. And every time, you know, I make soup, that is my highlight. I save that for the end, and I get to sit and eat the soup bones.
Tin Pham is a high school art teacher and author, and he joins me to talk about his book Family Style. Welcome, Tin. And I'm going to ask you, did you get in trouble from the chef for too much lime or too much garlic?
I did not. One of the good things about Vietnamese cooking is that you can never have too much lime or fish sauce. So I think we got away with it.
I think it tasted delicious. So, Tin, yours is a coming to America story. And we've heard a lot of these stories, but you found a way to tell it really powerfully. I mean, I have to say, I literally wept and laughed.
Oh.
So I want to start with the refugee camp where your family escaped to in the 70s. You were a kid. And during the escape, you clung to a rice ball while your escape boat was attacked by pirates. There's so much in that. That must have been so scary for you as a child. But tell me about that rice ball.
That's one of my very first memories ever. And I don't remember a lot of things in my life, but that rice bowl, it's just like basically sardine scrap fish that they would grill up on the boat and then just basically hastily wrap into a rice ball. I can still taste it to this day, just the saltiness of it and the sweetness of that rice. That combination really felt so safe to me.
Your mom had saved it from a previous meal.
Yeah.
It was almost like today you might give a kid a squishy toy to calm them down. But
yeah,
there was the added element of hunger. So it calmed you down, plus allowed you to fill your belly a little.
Yeah, I think that's the first time food became a comfort to me, you know. And to this day, food is still a comfort to me. And I think that has a lot to do with that memory.
Then you arrive, you survive the pirate attack. And you arrive in a refugee camp and you're kind of washed up on the beach. What are your memories of living in a refugee camp?
All I remember about the refugee camp is joy. And I asked my parents that. And I said, Dad, when you describe it and when we talk about the refugee camp, it sounds so bad. It sounds like we lived in squalor and it was very rough. But I remember joy. And he said that's what he remembers too. Because I think the neat thing with it is that even though we didn't have very much, we all had each other. We had this community of people that all had basically just one thing. And the thing that we had was hope. And we had made it that far and that we were all hopeful for a better life.
What was powerful was, you know, you focused a lot on the games that you played with the other kids, which I loved. But there's this other part of the refugee camp experience where your mom has to like learn under pressure overnight to make this special Vietnamese crepe as a means of survival. And Tin, I found that so powerful because I think sometimes often we learn our culture as a way to celebrate our culture. But in this, your mom had to learn her culture as a means to survive. Tell me about that.
She always did everything she could just to make it. You know, she learned how to make this food so that we can have money while we're on the refugee camp. When we came to America, she learned how to cook diner food when she was working part-time while going to night school to learn English. So she had to learn to make spaghetti and hamburgers and hot dogs.
One of the things that I found super powerful was that your mom, from Vietnamese crepes, she has to learn how to make croissants. Because your family takes this huge risk to climb out of poverty and spends the meager little money that your mom has saved to buy this like totally rundown bakery. And so she goes from these Vietnamese crepes to French croissants. I mean, wow.
Yeah, you know, they worked really hard. And I know that those hours were grueling and tough. And I think it might have been almost as tough as the refugee camp itself, learning and then the long hours that it takes to run a bakery. But they ran a very successful bakery that basically allowed me to have the life that I have.
Yeah. But then, Tin, and I'm going to shout at you now because
you, Tin,
go as a teenager and young adult from your mother's glorious Vietnamese food to only eating American fast food. I mean, what is up with that?
Well, I really wanted to tell the full immigrant story, you know, and a story that probably will resonate with a lot of young immigrants is that all of us had a point in time where we embraced and became Americanized. And being American and being Vietnamese, those two cultures kind of clashed within us. It was like an eternal conflict of these two wanting to be American, but at the same time trying to hold on to our Vietnamese tradition. And sometimes I rejected my Vietnamese heritage to try to be more American or try to do more American things, especially during high school. And I wanted to tell that story because I think that a lot of us Vietnamese refugees coming young had that same experience.
Yeah, and we're not going to give away the lovely little twist as to how you got back to your Vietnamese culture. You're going to have to pick up the graphic novel to see that. I loved that little twist. But I want to ask you, because you're an artist, you're a high school art teacher here in the Bay Area, and this is a graphic novel. How hard, Tin, was it drawing yourself and your family?
I've learned to draw myself pretty well. Drawing my family was particularly hard because not only was I cognizant of how they would feel about my drawings of them, but my family never had any photographs. From my childhood, I have exactly two photographs of me and my family. So everything else, I had to kind of go from just those two photographs and kind of coming up an amalgam of what they would have looked like.
And can I ask you, those two photographs, because there's a great detail in your story that one of those photographs is shown to you when you apply for your U.S. citizenship and the immigration officer has this huge file, which is all about you, and he pulls out a photo of you in the refugee camp that you had never seen before. Did that really happen?
Yes, it was one of the most moving times I've ever had. I didn't get my citizenship till a lot later in life. And when he pulled out that file, I saw that it's a little sepia-toned photograph. It's very small. It's about the size of a driver's license photograph. And I saw it and I said, what is that? And he showed it to me. And it really was very moving just to see myself at that age in a refugee camp really brought back all those things. It just came flying back to me. And I was tearing up. Immigration agent actually made me a copy of it.
So Tin, you teach high school art. You're in front of teenagers all the time. Do you think they have a sense of what their art teacher has been through in his life? Are any of them reading your book and coming to you and saying like, whoa, Mr. Pham, I had no idea?
I have had a couple of students who are Vietnamese of descent and they have read my stuff online. And they actually came back and told me that their parents or their grandparents went through the same thing, and that this book really kind of helped them to understand what their grandparents or their parents went through. And that's one of the greatest gifts of writing this story, is people coming back and telling me that.
Tin Pham, his wonderful graphic novel is called Family Style. Thank you so much, Tin.
Thank you so much, Deepa.